All right, city council meeting for Tuesday, May 19, 2026, is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Jared Jones, Central Church, Orange Beach. Thank you, Pastor. Followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
I think we're all glad there's a little bit smaller crowd tonight. Father, thank you again for just another day in paradise. Thank you for the many blessings you continue to pour out upon us. We do just pray that this room will be filled with your wisdom, that you continue to lead and to guide, help us to make, Lord, generational decisions for this place. We thank you for, Lord, all those that, Lord, serve in our community in the ways that you continue to just lead and guide us. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson is not with us. Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson is absent. Mayor Cannon?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consideration of previous minutes for the work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 4/21/26. If there are no objections, the reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? If there are no corrections, the minutes stand approved as written. Announcements?
Well, it looks like the Mako ladies, Lady Mako's did it again. It's awesome.
Go Mako's.
That's awesome. And a Thursday night, we have graduation. So we're ending another great school year. So it really goes to show you what's happening. So our guests will be here Thursday and Friday. I'm going to Houston for the weekend. See y'all Monday night or Tuesday. But no, anyways, Memorial Day weekend. Got a lot of things planned. A lot of things happening around the city. So exciting times.
Continue prayers for Jerry's grandson, Jacob, for healing and peace and comfort for Jacob and the family.
Anyone else? Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest and swift supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Motion carries. Moving to resolutions. Resolution designating the official name of Beach Boulevard East.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for barricades to Friedrichs Custom Manufacturing, $48,750.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for a pump for the sewer department to Hydra Service in the amount of $75,590.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for County Road 4 lift station rehabilitation and pump installation, sewer department, $307,303.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution amending resolution number 26-117, appointing Tina Diaversa to the Board of Adjustment to move Grant Nichols from a supernumerary position.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to public hearings. Public hearing for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Buena Vista PUD minor modification lot 72. Thank you, Griffin.
Yes, this is lot 72 out at the Buena Vista RV Resort. This is a minor modification to the PUD. This regards the coach houses and the guidelines for the coach houses that were approved with the 2016 PUD modification and also the 2023 PUD modification, but it deals with the building footprint area, and there's a range that was approved with those plans between 560 to 1,000 56 square feet, and then gross floor area being 560 to 1,562 square feet. And with the 23 modification, there was an outdoor kitchen that was attached that could go up to 300 square feet. This is a proposal for lot 72. They have a building area, or the living area is at 1,056 square feet, so they're at that limit. And then they're going to have an outdoor kitchen at 247 square feet. So the purpose of this request is for an attached golf cart garage to be added to the front part of it, which would increase the building footprint from 1,056 square feet to 1,216 square feet. So that's the purpose of this, is to allow them to have the attached garage, you know, onto the building to go over the building footprint square footage allowance.
Okay. Have we had that variance granted before?
For to go over, we have not. We did do the requests like for the outdoor kitchen, but they came in with a PUD modification on that back in 23.
But that applied to every lot, right?
That applies to every lot, and this right. just applies to lot 72.
Okay.
Does this lot, would this negatively affect a neighbor?
It would go towards the front. The attachment would be to the front of the lot, towards the street.
Right. And does the Buena Vista POA support this, or have they spoke against it?
We have the applicant here.
Yes, I presented it to the board, and they approved it.
They didn't have a problem with it?
They didn't have a problem with it. If you guys have a problem with it.
Thank you.
Is it possible that other lots will come and ask for the same variance?
There's a possibility, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do the other lots have the outdoor kitchen also?
Or is it yes, the outdoor kitchen applied to all lots.
Worst case scenario, if every lot comes and applies, I mean, is that going to change? Is there going to be spacing problems?
What about drainage between the homes? I mean, will it affect runoff from the homes that have the garage?
I don't anticipate, I mean, because they already have their drainage set up and everything, and when they come in, they have to handle their drainage, you know, any building permit that comes
right.
in.
Well, I don't see any problem with it. If mm-hmm. the POA, the HOA, there's another subdivision that was doing outdoor screened areas and such like that, as long as they were okay with it, I didn't have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem, but in the future, I would suggest that Buena Vista POA come and do a PUD modification for everyone.
Correct.
So if we're going to do one, everyone has the same option.
Just let them know.
But I have no problem with this one here.
Now, I think if we have another one that comes in, we're just going to come in for an overall modification.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree that they don't need to come back with individuals. They mm-hmm. need to come back with PUD modification.
Isn't that what we did with that other subdivision behind Rouse's?
I believe so.
I think so.
Okay. All right. Anyone in the audience have any questions or thoughts? Okay. If not, we'll close this public hearing. The Moondance PUD has been is going to be rescheduled. Next council meeting, June 2nd. All right, so let's go to the next one. Public hearing for the ordinance amending ordinance number 172, zoning ordinance, the Wharf Landing Residential District PUD.
Yes, this application was submitted prior to the moratorium being approved last year. This was when Margaritaville Resort submitted all their application that was prior to the moratorium going into effect. But this request is for the residential district of the resort, and it's a preliminary final PUD approval rezoned 25 plus acres from general business to PUD for single family residential development containing 142 lots. The project will be in lot one of phase three. That's the north parcel north of Margaritaville Way. And then on lot two, which phase four, which is the south parcel, and that's just the little parcel that's south of Margaritaville Way. Planning Commission considered this at their meeting and gave it a favorable recommendation on a 6-0 vote. Next slide, and these are just going to be a couple of aerials of the site. And if we go to our next slide, and that's another aerial. Next slide. This is the overall PUD plan, just showing the roads and the lot and house layout on the site. And if we go to our next slide, this is a little more detailed lot layout. This is going to be on the north side, on the very north end. And if we go to our next slide, move south, we're still on the north parcel, and this is towards the Beach Express and Brown Lane. And then our next slide, again, that's on north of Margaritaville Way. This is on the north parcel. Again, you see the how the houses or the lots are going to be laid out on the site. And if we go to our next slide, and this will be the on the south parcel. All right, next slide. Proposed houses, they're going to have six housing types. These are going to be 2, 3, 5, and 6 bedroom. They'll have one house, it's going to be called the Lodge, and it'll have 11 bedrooms. These are 2 to 3 floors. Next slide. These are going to be the next slides are not on the architectural elevations of the houses. This is the Surf's Up and the go back to the next slide, the previous slide. Yeah, and the Longboard House. Next slide. This would be the Chill and the Daydream House. And next slide. This would be Easy Living and the Lodge. So these go, and our next slide are going to give you the color schemes of the houses. The next slide. There's some parking calculations. Overall, we look at the total bedrooms and everything. 429 spaces are required, and they're doing 470 spaces. All the parking spaces will be in the common area of the subdivision. Next slide. PUD design objectives, they meet 3 of the 12 that's in the zoning ordinance. The lot area total is 25.9 total acres. On the north side, it's 23.6 acres. And then on the south side, 2.3. 142 total residential lots. On the north side, you'll have 116 lots. And then on the south side, 26. The residential, the lot sizes is going to be greater than 1,600 square feet. That's the smallest size. The average lot size is a little more than 2,400 square feet. This is less than, and again, the property is zoned general business right now. So if you do a residential lot in GB, you have to have 20,000. Residential lot width, the smallest is 27 feet. The average is going to be at 39. Again, if you do it residential lot in GB, it's 100 feet. Setbacks, there's going to be 5 feet all the way around on the front, rear, and sides. In GB, you have to have 30 feet in the front and rear, and then 10 feet on the sides. Purpose for the asking for the reductions, it's going to allow for maximum open space. And this development is going to be a short-term vacation rental development to support the resort, and there's a decrease the needs for the private yards. Lot 41, if you have noticed on the plan, it's a large lot, and they will come back later and ask for a modification, subdivide lot 41 into 9 lots, but as of now, it's just gonna be one big lot. Common area, all lots will front on the common area. The common area will contain the roads, the parking areas, sidewalks, and landscape areas. Roadway they'll have in there will be total width of 24 feet. Sidewalks will have widths ranging between 5 and 8 feet. And all lots or houses will have frontage on the sidewalks. 47% of the site will be landscaped. Next slide. Additional project information, building height again is 2 to 3 floors. The signage, The signage for the entrance into the resort will be in this PUD, and they're asking for some deviations to the sign ordinance on this. You'll have two curved wall signs on both sides of the entrances. The sign, the total height's 10.5 feet. The total width is 27 feet, which is more than the 20 feet that's allowed by code. The individual sign face areas and the total sign face area is going to be more than what is allowed for commercial development. That's how we analyzed it. And then their sign face width, of course, is going to be a little larger than what's allowed. Next slide. The residential district, this PUD, we will be part of the resort, Margaritaville Resort. All common areas will be held in the Margaritaville at Wharf Landing Master Association. All houses will be constructed using coastal architecture elements that complement the Margaritaville brand. Construction of the 142 houses will commence at the same time. As mentioned, Lot 41 will come back later for modification and then replant to 9 additional lots. Exterior lighting will be provided along the roadways and parking areas. Development will have a minimum setback 5 feet from the wetlands. And then the traffic study impact is currently being conducted and will be submitted to us upon completion. If we go to our next slide. And these were just the deviations to the zoning and subdivision regulations, as mentioned before, dealing with the lot area, lot width, and the building coverage, and this is comparing it to general business zoning, the reduction in setbacks, and then the requested deviations to the sign ordinance for the entrance sign into the resort. Next slide. This is the by right plan under general business zoning. The north parcel, they have 8 multifamily residential buildings, and then they have 1 on the south parcel. So it's 9 total multifamily residential buildings, 432 units. And then on the north side, they'll have 866 total parking spaces, and then 110 on the south parcel. Next slide. There's the conditions of the approval, and this was the HOA docs and covenants and restrictions being submitted. Approval of the recording of case number 0404-SD-26 that was approved by the Planning Commission a couple of months ago, and I think it may have been already recorded. Let's see, preliminary and final major subdivision approval. They've already submitted their preliminary major subdivision. That'll be on the June PC agenda. Each house, they will have a designated parking space. And then the south end, Bama Breeze Circle will be maintained as an approved fire department turnaround area. Second remote fire department access will be provided on the north side. I believe they have done that. And then the submission and complete of the completed traffic study. And I believe that's it.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Questions for Griffin?
Griffin, explain the second remote fire department access road shall be provided, because that was some concerns, and I'm sure that the fire department accessibility, mm-hmm. that's always huge on my mind.
Yes, and that's being addressed.
That is?
On the, yes.
Okay. All right, great. And traffic study.
So, yeah, and this is kind of off the subject, on the subject. So, and I know in the new comp plan, I think it was going to be maybe discussed that signage north of the intercoastal may be different than the signage on the south of the intercoastal.
And I'm supportive of that.
Yes.
Those buildings, those businesses that are offset off that major roadway, right, like Columbia Southern,
right,
such, I support them being that far off and having more of a visual, bigger sign. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. But that is.
It's representing a
okay,
larger piece of property. Okay, great.
Any further questions? If not, we'll open the floor up for anyone that has a comment.
Good evening. Ursel Godwin, Sawgrass Consulting, here on behalf of Wharf Landing. Not really much to add to what Griffin presented here tonight. I think it was pretty well covered everything, but to address the question about the access there on the north end. So there's currently three access points from public right-of-way inside of the residential district, two off of Margaritaville Way, and then there's a third one that exits out at Brown Lane. Say, just for the sake of reference, about where that sales center is now.
Yes.
It'll come out through there.
Okay.
Correct. We have submitted for preliminary plat. We're addressing some comments now from staff that are due Friday, and the traffic study will be submitted.
Okay.
On Friday with the rest of the information. So Sane is wrapping that up right now, but I talked to him today.
Will they be built north to south, south to north, with any rhyme or reason?
I'm sorry.
Once they start the construction?
We'll start at the southern end. The goal there is, obviously, Margaritaville Way is going to be a pretty big entrance.
That's where the water park is down that way, right?
That's right. The amenity area is on the south side of Margaritaville Way. Margaritaville Way is the spine road that's going to be our main entrance. So we want to start construction there and work our way north, because we just want to get that as complete as possible, as soon as possible, so that it's a grand entry and...
For safety purposes, we don't want construction going on a roadway where people will be
right.
Walking.
Exactly.
So we try to build that. We'll have that built out of the first row well before we open the resort. That way, I don't want a kid running up to a construction site, so we're able
right.
to
move off
that way.
Right.
It's all about planning, huh?
Yep. But happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Ursel, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Anyone else? If not, we'll close the public hearing. We move to ordinances. The first reading ordinance minutes number 172, Buena Vista PUD minor modification.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion. Call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. First reading ordinance, amending ordinance number 172, the Wharf Landing Residential District PUD. I would suggest that we wait 2 weeks. There's questions on this.
Is there?
Well, from the other two.
Well, we spoke
being
about
here,
the questions
place.
Tonight.
Yeah. So I would suggest we wait.
I would agree. I feel a little uncomfortable making this decision with two council
Jerry
members.
And Jack should be
absent.
Back, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And they may have some input.
Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Committee of the Whole. Roll call, please, ma'am.
All right. Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson is absent. Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson is out. Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes of our work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole for 5-6-2026. We'll move those forward for review. Miscellaneous discuss construction board appeals appointment. I think that's Russ Hart and John Thompson.
Thompson.
All right. This is about 400 pages, so we'd be here the rest of the night. No,
we won't.
I just, if y'all were good with this, or if we need to discuss other options,
Mr. Hart
and John Townsend, they both agreed to continue on with their terms.
Okay.
The last time we've used this board was in 2016, so it's not something we use very often. And the board is in place to appeal any decisions that I make or an interpretation if somebody feels that I make a bad interpretation.
So you're not going to stack the board against you?
No, I'm doing just what the ordinance says and having design professionals
just like you.
I'm supposed to.
Both of those are well-versed folks in the construction field, and you're right. It's either to upheld what you do or what you enforce or not. So.
And the positions are by trade, right?
They are.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
Adam.
You, bud.
Okay.
Thank you.
Resolution authorizing execution of a grant award agreement to the United States Department of Transportation's Federal Highway Administration for Safety Action Plan Project, $200,000. Resolution authorizing execution of a grant award agreement with Alabama USA Semi Quincentennial Commission for Independence Day Street Party, $2,500. Mm-hmm. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture, Design Services, Events, Pavilion, Coastal Arts Center, $12,800. Resolution accepting a negotiated price for barricade trailers. Any questions on any of those?
Those are the ones we rejected the bids on the trailers.
The trailers, we did not receive any bids, so the state law allows us to go out for quotes. Yeah, so that we're not held hostage to nobody bidding on our stuff.
Okay. Public hearings. Reschedule public hearing and first reading for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Pirates Voyage, PUD, from June 2nd to June 16th. Applicant has deferred the project. No public hearing on the 2nd. Set a public hearing date for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Bubba Seaside Mini Golf PUD, 6/16/26. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Yes. And then I'll also post the rescheduling for Moondance to June 2nd as well.
Yeah, okay.
Moving to ordinances, ordinance amending Chapter 30, Article 3, Code of Ordinance of the City of Orange Beach, entitled Noise. I think Jack and Jamie will have a better explanation of what they've come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just getting in line with other municipalities.
Yeah. And their outdoor
and removing
music venues, which I had another phone call Saturday night.
Yep.
Did you look at that?
We'll be removing ambiguities that are in the current ordinance as well.
Right.
Yes, sir. Do what? Okay, sure. Okay. Anything else? Anybody got anything they'd like to say? Comments? Mark?
All right. Mark Anderson, Public Relations Manager. Just want to invite everyone out Monday at 9 a.m. We're going to do a ribbon cutting at the Veterans Memorial, which will be nice. We're going to have a special Aaliyah helicopter flyover at 9 a.m. They'll be in town anyway to work with the surf rescue teams and Gulf Shores and Orange Beach, keep everybody safe. And thanks to Beach Safety Chief Brett Lessinger, he was able to get with the Aaliyah helicopter to agree to do a flyover at 9 a.m. So it'll be something extra special. It'll be a short ceremony. It'll be nice. Also, the Memorial Brick Program's underway. It's very successful. We have probably close to 60 now. $200 a brick, memorialize whether a veteran's alive or, if they passed away, of course. And so it's been well received, and everyone's welcome to participate in that as well.
And it's not just veterans, but it can be a first responder, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good point, Mayor. Yep.
Yeah. So
I know some there out there installed them last week, weren't they?
Yeah, we have the plain bricks are out there now, and our first order of bricks is underway. So maybe in early June we'll have those in place, working with Tim Tucker and the Public Works crews. They'll be able to help out and get those bricks installed, and we'll have a kind of ongoing, every couple months a new batch will come in. We'll put them out and spread them out and make them look good.
So I got contacted today by the Alabama Pharmacy Association. They're wanting to come play. They're down here having a convention in first weekend in June, and they're interested in our pickleball court. So I lended them, Nicole's out of town, so I got in touch with Mr. LaPointe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll see. Exciting times over there. A lot of happy folks over there at the pickleball courts.
Thank you.
Than Gulf Shores. Isn't that right, Mayor?
One more.
Two more.
Excuse me, two more. Yeah.
Just want to take a moment to thank our first responders. I know it's going to be a busy weekend. And not only is it a holiday weekend at the beach, I think we have, five concerts in 7 days? So, plus fireworks. So prayers to all of y'all and everyone that's listening, please just use patience because it's going to be a very traffic-heavy weekend.
Yeah.
It will require patience or stay home.
Snapper season. Yeah.
Snapper season.
Yeah. So.
And it is election night. Polls are open until 7 p.m. Those who haven't voted, get out. Event center and vote.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anything else? Okay. If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned.
Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Be safe.